720 WGN with John Landecker. Thanks for listening. Going until 10 o'clock. If you look at your calendar, you may realize that we're, well, halfway, maybe a little bit over halfway through Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. That has been going on for decades. And it hasn't helped us understand sharks. So, with that in mind, Maggie Winchester Weiler is the Senior Manager of Florida Conservation at Ocean Conservancy. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I always have to question myself because I don't have any confidence. Okay. So we have Shark Week on Discovery Channel. You're a shark expert. What is the biggest misconception, you think, about sharks that you have to end up having to debunk every July and maybe at other times around the year?
That is a great question, John. Well, TV shows and movies tend to really portray sharks as kind of all the same. They portray them as these big, scary predators. But the reality is there's actually over 500 different species of shark out there. And most of them are pretty small. In fact, most species are less than 4 feet in length. So that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand when we talk about sharks as a group.
Well, I mentioned, obviously, the Discovery Channel and the movie Jaws, even though it's decades ago, I think it still sort of reverberates throughout the public's view of the great white shark, for instance, that's allegedly in that movie. What about some of these other sharks? Is there anything great that we can say about them? I mean, why is it always the great white? Is it because of that movie?
Oh, there's so many interesting species of sharks.
Yeah.
Great white sharks are, of course, they're very cool. They're powerful animals. I understand why they get so much attention. But there are, like I said, so many different species. One of my favorites is the Greenland shark, which is also a large species of shark that lives in really cold, deep waters, and it has a really mysterious life. They're somewhat famous for living over 300 years.
Whoa.
They're also super slow.
Whoa.
And somehow they eat live seals and fish. Yeah, so as scientists, we're, of course, fascinated by how they live so long, but also how they manage to catch really fast live prey, and they're big, slow fish. So I feel like they deserve their own show, personally.
Well, I would think so. 300 years, what is the average lifespan of a shark?
You know, it really varies. Some sharks have comparatively shorter lifespans and may only live 10 or 20 years old. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of sharks that do live somewhere between 20 and 80. So the Greenland shark is absolutely an outlier. It's the oldest species of shark that we have discovered so far.
I would think so. So you're involved with sharks on a daily basis. What was it that attracted you to this?
I mean, I definitely started out being a little bit scared of sharks.
Yeah.
I think the more you learn about them, though, it's really easy to kind of get drawn in. The more you learn about their different adaptations, this is a group that has been evolving for millions of years and are super specialized to live in all sorts of different environments. So I was really just drawn in by how fascinating they are as a group.
Yes, indeed. I can certainly understand that. And I know that you lead what's called the Plastic Free Cities Program in Florida. How can we as Midwestern folks make choices that directly protect the oceans and its habitats and the wildlife living there thousands of miles away?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we have to remember that the ocean affects all of us. It's the ocean that creates and regulates weather and climate no matter where you live. So regardless of where you live, anywhere in the country, you can make choices that are going to impact the ocean. You can choose to eat sustainable seafood. You can reduce single-use plastics and how often you're using them, or, you know, saying no to things like straws. And you can support organizations like Ocean Conservancy or others that advocate for ocean-friendly policies that all directly help the ocean and the sharks that live there.
So what would be the one thing you'd want everybody to take away from our conversation this evening?
Sharks are fascinating creatures. They're also very threatened. They're really vulnerable as a group. A third of shark species are threatened with extinction, and we should be moving past all of the fear into the fascination to protect them as a group.
Well, you know, the movies that come out of Hollywood don't necessarily support that concept. Do you watch any of them?
That's a great question. You know, I don't love a bad shark movie, personally. I tend to avoid them. I do love Jaws. That has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
But I'm not into a lot of these other shows.
I guess you haven't seen Sharknado then, and I recommend that you don't. Just
I
throw that out there.
I will continue to avoid it.
But yeah, I know Jaws, when it came out, it was... I don't know, a turning point in American culture? Is that an overstatement? I mean, it still resonates with anybody who sees it for the first time, and people go back and see it over and over and over again, not to mention the fantastic music that was added to that film. Well, anyway, Maggie, I hope you enjoy the rest of Shark Week down there in Florida, and I think you probably enjoy Florida, whether it's Shark Week or not. I'm just guessing. Thank you
absolutely.
I'll bet. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great evening.
You too. Maggie Winchester Weiler, who's the senior manager of the Ocean Conservancy in Florida.